And now, the life of Mary Southern. For once, Dr. John Benson spoke before he was certain of all his facts. For once, he deviated from his lifelong habit of caution and careful planning. And for once, he may have cause for regret. For he told Fran Garfield she had nothing to worry about, that the money for her recovery would be readily forthcoming. Having counted on financial help from Father Brady, it was a chagrin, Dr. Benson, who told Mary and David that Father Brady might be unable to help him. A pensive Dr. Benson, who found small consolation in David saying that based on past experience with Father Brady, there was probably no need to worry. Behind Neighborhood House is the beautiful residential section of Craig's Falls, with its spacious lawns, tall, shady trees, comfortable homes. But the office of Father Brady looks out over the other part of the city, over the gently sloping hill, across the tenement section, the business district, the waterfront, across the river and to the other side of the valley beyond. It is a panorama of his world, greatly loved by the kindly father of Neighborhood House. A few minutes ago, when David Drake came to the office, he and Father Brady looked out on this view, shining in the morning sunlight. And now, Father Brady turns from the window.
That's an inspiring sight, David. Truly inspiring.
Yes.
I never fail to be thrilled by it. When I think of all the people in those homes we'll be able to help, one of these days, before long, we'll be able to do greater things with Neighborhood House than we've ever done before.
Is it possible, you may, Father?
All things are possible, David.
Well,
at present, Well, I know you'll keep my confidence.
Why, of course, Father, of course.
So, I'll tell you this much.
Yes?
A certain individual in this city may make it possible for us to... well, to expand our facilities. Again, it may not be possible. But the mere possibility, I suppose, is what's made me so delighted with the world this morning.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear it. Nothing would please me more. And nothing would be better for Craig's Falls, either. See, and while we're on the subject of Neighborhood House, I'd like to tell you the reason for my dropping in this morning.
Well, certainly, David.
Well, Mary and I, we had quite a talk with John Benson last evening.
Yes?
And he explained Fran Garfield's situation, told us of his talk with you.
I was terribly sorry about that. I told Dr. Benson I'd try to do something for her. But I can't, David. I can't. You know how we're situated here. Ordinarily, I might find the wherewithal. But in view of what I just told you, well, I just can't go to that individual right now. At the moment, there's just nothing I can do. No one I can go to.
Well, I don't imagine Fran Garfield's expenses would really be very heavy, would they?
Not terribly. Medicine, food, nurse for a few more days, rent. But at the same time...
Yes, yes, I know. But... there won't be any more than, say, $15 or $20 a week.
Well, that much, I should say, would cover them easily, David.
Well, then listen, Father. I want to pay those expenses. Now, I have a small savings account. I'll be glad to dip into it. I'd like to pay for everything on one condition.
David.
Now, let me finish, please. I want it to appear as though, the money came from one of your funds. Say, from some anonymous individual to whom you've explained the situation. Now, that's easy enough, isn't it?
Of course it is, but...
it won't hurt me, Father. My savings aren't large, but, well, at least they're large enough for this.
But why? Do you mind telling me why you're doing it?
Well, any reason why I shouldn't?
No, I merely wondered.
Father, must one have a reason for everything? I have no object, no purpose, no selfish ends to gain. I feel sorry for the girl. I have no better use for the money. So I'd like to help her. And if you still need a reason, well, call it satisfaction of ego. I'm sort of taking a secret, if not malicious, delight in helping John Benson out of a hole. And he doesn't even know who's helping him. John, the planner. Just sort of strikes my sense of humor.
You're amused by the quaintest things, David. But it's all right. I'm glad to see it. I don't suppose you have any objections as to who tells Fran Garfield the good news, have you?
No, none whatsoever. Just so no one knows where it came from.
No one will, I assure you. Since Mary seems to be Fran Garfield's best friend, I think I'll let her carry the tidings.
Mary?
Surely you don't mind.
No, just...
I'll keep the donor nameless, David. Never fear.
All right, Father.
Well, this is a grand thing for you to do, you know.
Now, don't make me out a hero, Father. I want to do it. And that's all there is to it.
Hello?
Mary, this is Father Brady.
Good morning, Father.
I didn't call you from your work, did I?
No, this is our slack hour. I've just been talking with John Benson.
Is he still there?
Yes.
Then, will you tell him something for me?
Of course, Father.
Tell him there's no need to worry any longer about Fran Garfield. I've been able to arrange to have her taken care of.
Oh, how wonderful, Father.
I was very much pleased myself, Mary. And, here's something else.
Yes?
I want you to take the news to Fran. Will you do that for me when you have some time?
Oh, I'd be tickled to death. She'll be so grateful to you, Father.
There's no reason for her to be grateful to me, Mary. Someone whose name I can't reveal made this all possible. I'll send some money to you right away. Let me know how she is, won't you?
I certainly will, Father. And thanks a million. I don't know what we'd ever do without you. Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, Mary.
Yeah, sounded like good news, Mary.
Perfect news. He's found someone to take care of Fran Garfield's expenses.
Well, that is a relief, I can tell you. I'll never let myself get involved like that again.
Well, there's always a first time, John.
Right, and the first time is going to be the last. Oh, hang it all, Mary. I wish you could leave this restaurant for 5 minutes.
But I can't. And there's no reason why we can't talk right here.
Except that I don't like the place. Well, as I was saying, I'll probably be back here sometime next week to start in at the neighborhood house. There's just one thing I want to be sure of.
I think I've already answered you.
And I'm to interpret your answer by believing you want me to come here.
Of course I want to, John. It'll be good to have you in Craig's Falls. I'm looking forward to your being here.
That's all you can say?
I haven't changed, John.
Somehow I'd hoped for a little more.
I don't know why you should.
Well, we've known each other a good many years, Mary. We've been more than merely friends. You've always been able to trust me and confide in me.
Yes.
I've always been able to do the same with you. I've turned to you at times, well, when there wasn't anyone else to turn to. You've regarded me the same way.
I hope I always will.
You know I'll never change. To me, there are feelings two people can have for each other much deeper and much more real than merely love. What is love, anyway? Complete faith and complete trust and confidence. Similar ideals, companionship, friendship. Perhaps those are what go to make it up. They're all a part of it. Without them, life can be pretty hollow. And if two people have those things, I don't see why love itself should be so important. There's more to life, married life at least, than eternal moonlight and roses.
You're very sound, very sane, very logical. I can't argue with you, but I can't agree with you either.
Oh, why not?
No reason, except that I just can't.
Well, I'll never give up hoping, Mary. Someday, I think perhaps you may change.
One never knows, John. I may.
And when you do, my dear, I'll be waiting. That's enough for me right now. I won't ask any more. I won't make any demands. When you need me, I'll be ready. Well, last time I was leaving, I'd better be getting off to Sanders.
John.
Yeah?
I'd like to kiss you before you go.
Yes, Mary.
You're one of the finest, dearest men I've ever known.
John Benson, who has again spoken of his love for Mary, does not know that before his return to Craig's Falls, an unforeseen, unpredictable occurrence will take place. An occurrence that will bring him back swiftly, unexpectedly. An occurrence which is the outgrowth of a statement he himself has made.